producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know about you, but I already feel it. It's like the holiday mode kicked in. Yesterday it did. And the reason it did is because I took the family, our wife and kids, out to see a movie, which we like so rarely do ever. It's kind of crazy when you do that.
Movie like, night.
Movie day. Movie afternoon.
Movie day.
After the broadcast, we had gotten tickets online. I guess they can do those things now, so you just show up. But we showed up like 45 minutes ahead to see the Star something movie. And
A Star is Born.
A Star is Born. That's right. Barbara Streisand, Chris Christopherson. It was all about space exploration. My kids couldn't wait to see that one, right? they didn't break out singing Evergreen. It was definitely a different Star movie.
All right, so we all get it now.
No, you don't, because we got there. No, I'm getting there. We'll get there. Okay. We go into the theater.
There's more to the story.
By the way, Dr. Bittar, we'll ask him if he's seen it, too. He's kind of a science fiction guy, too. But today, right now, we're starting with, because I'm in holiday mode, I got to get this off of my head, just kind of figure out where I am. So we get to the theater. And people are, it's almost full already. We're 45 minutes early. I was like, wait a second, that doesn't happen. And so this is not a 3D version, it's the 2D version. And we find some decent seats. We're okay, I'm not complaining. But I was like, I don't remember when maybe it's like that all the time, but I just rarely get to a movie theater. And we got to see it. The kids enjoyed it. Now you can ask your questions. Go ahead.
What did you think?
I think I wanted a lightsaber and a laser gun by my side just in case, because I couldn't help but thinking, and maybe it's because we cover these stories, but to think how vulnerable you are in a movie theater if someone comes in and tries to shoot it up.
Come on.
No, I'm telling you, this is the kind of crazy I was thinking.
Dude.
I was like, dude, looking for the exits. I'm like, this is not a good time.
Shut up. Really? What? Seriously?
Well, yeah, laser gun anyway.
You totally what? Come on!
Laser
what did you think about the movie? Come on.
Okay, the movie. It's called Star
Wars.
We've been
talking about this off and on for like a year at least, periodically on different shows about Star Wars and what we were hoping for,
what we were hoping
they wouldn't do, and stuff like that. So without spoiling it for anybody who hasn't seen it,
right? That's true, because people are freaking out about getting spoiled about it. In fact, we were doing some videos today for Epic Times, and Joe, the guy that's doing it, I just pretend, just basically I was goofing on it. I was like, and then suddenly he'd take his headphones off immediately. Wouldn't want to hear.
Headphones flew across the room, and you ran into the other part of the house.
It was sort of like that with you, because I know you saw it first, and I said, I don't want to know, and you just put a Star Wars spoiler up on the Facebook page, which is a picture of a spoiler from a car in Star Wars. Was on it.
Yes.
So I'm like you. I've got nostalgia for it because, you know, the episodes 1, 2, and 3, which were supposedly the prequels, sucked. They did, honestly. 4, 5, and 6, of course, were the origin points and, for the most part, just took you to another world and brought myth to life in the movie theater setting and just amazing. And so let's just say, what did they do here? What I knew they couldn't do, and you kind of hope there would be, we're not the 11-year-old kid anymore, Super Don, right?
True.
We're not that 11, 10-year-old kid going into the, or whatever it was, in the theater.
Right.
And so we can't capture that again. But I have to say, it was great to see the original characters up there. I enjoyed that. It was fun to see that. And they found a way to make it interesting again, to bring some of the myths in, although I think there'll be more of the myth stuff, I have to imagine, in the next episodes, because they really had to set the story in motion.
Right.
But I wasn't unhappy that I saw it. It was fun, and it was funny. A lot of funny. I laughed a lot. It was great to see, and the dialogue was cute, and it was funny.
Now, did you notice the one thing that I thought was, and you could tell that there was somebody else that was putting this movie together, there was a certain humor element that was injected into this that has not existed in the previous movies. Kind of more of a modern style kind of humor.
No, I mean,
where it was really funny, kind of towards the beginning of the movie. You know what I'm referring to?
I'm not sure exactly. I don't want to blow it for you because we didn't plan to talk about this. I don't want to mess it up for anybody. But I
want to talk about
it. I remember and we'll talk about it on the commercial break, but I remember the humor in it, the fun stuff that you laughed at, and great lines that you thought. And they really tried to, in their own way, duplicate it. I know that I'm hearing from Liam Sheff. He wanted to come on and talk about it, but I didn't hear from him about the bloodline scenario, you know, about the royals, if you will. And that's a common theme throughout history. You know, we know that. That's part of the myths, I guess, as well.
Right.
It was cute. Laughed a lot, and definitely had more gravitas than the prequels. Let's just say that.
All right. Good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, too, and I've heard some good things about it. In fact, I was reading they've already broken a box office record so far.
Yeah. Now, I'm not getting any of that money, so I don't care if they make money or not on it. But, yeah, that is the news story now. The economics.
No royalties for you.
Okay. Gross a billion or two, right? And it's a diversion from all the real stuff's going on, and we'll get to that in a moment. These are awful stories. This thing out of Las Vegas where this lady with her kid in the back seat, the kid's fine, but she mows down a bunch of people outside of the Hard Rock Cafe or whatever it is, Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas?
Las Vegas, yeah. And I think there's been one fatality, and I believe there's it's like either three or six people critical condition. They've done blood tests. They haven't got the results back, but they suspect that she was under the influence of something.
Right. They said they're calling her stoic driver, because after the tragedy, she's telling the parking attendant what she had done and asked him to call 911. So in one level, I've got to suspect some form of medication, whether it be a street drug or a pharmaceutical drug. And if they'll reveal it, who knows? They say it didn't appear she was under the influence of alcohol, but she purposefully, you know, targeted people. And she has her baby in the back seat. And it is just, this is the kind of thing, there but for the grace of God go I. That's why, you know, you look around and you got to be cautious about things. But at the same time, is it right to expect every moment that you're walking down the street, somebody's going to mow you down? I mean, that's kind of, in a sense, no way to live. Now, when I've traveled to Africa, and I've told this story a bunch over the years, that they didn't, in certain areas of Africa, they didn't have a realistic expectation that they were going to live to see the next day. There wasn't like a normalcy to life where every day is just like the other. You go to work, you get your food, you go out, you can go to a movie, you watch a movie. It isn't like that all over on planet Earth. And in some areas, you don't know. Now, in Israel, I've been there. I mean, all the soldiers, and that's everybody, walks around with Uzis, and it's just a normal part of life, the bombings, if you will, at a time this was happening in England. I don't know if they're trying to normalize that expectation here in the United States, but honestly, Super Don, the thought of that in the theater is something, I didn't like that thought, you know, that I mentioned about, you know, just thinking about the place, but at the same time, stuff's happened. Stuff happens, and stuff is happening.
Now, did you genuinely, when you went in to go see the movie, is that something that crossed your mind as you were in there?
Yeah, I wasn't kidding. And it wasn't like I really genuinely expected it. But I'm just imagining a time and a place where people are so desperate and so hopped up on drugs that, you know, all the rules that we expect here in the Western world in the United States no longer apply. Normalcy, if you will. Because I've been to areas of the world where normalcy isn't being able to go out shopping without the expectation that there could be a shooting or a bombing. And I don't want to see this country devolve into that. But in many cases, economically, if you have a situation where people are starving, it changes people. And it's not what I even intended to talk about here, but I just had to be honest about going out into the world, which I don't do much other than, you know, I travel obviously to events that we do, and I'll continue to do that. But, you know, there is also another layer of grace or protection. And again, we get to the concept of spirituality here, and I'm not talking about 501c3 religions, but the reality of going out into the world with a pure heart, not naive, but also, you know, you're not out for self-aggrandizement wherever you go. You're really out there to serve. And, you know, we've talked about this with Dr. Batar and others that, you know, some people consider courageous, brave, etc., and they go, no, shucks, this is just what we do. But the idea is that you go with God, and whatever your perception of God is just one of those things that came to me. And, of course, look at what happened in Las Vegas. When does that happen? You never know. So I'll just put it out there, and we'll report on this more as they find more details out about this woman. Was she on an SSRI medication? Was she on a methamphetamine? I don't know. We're going to hold off until we know more about it. Let's see.
Sir?
Oh, on the gun control issue, there's a story I wanted to add today. The notes are being worked on by op-ed. Rand Paul is putting out a gun control advisory bill. That is, that would prevent Barack Obama or any president to issue an executive order to change the laws or regulations surrounding what they call gun control. In other words, if Obama were to put an executive order out about gun control, it would be limited to an advisory capacity until Congress could rule on it. And I think that, again, is another rational and sane position, although I don't believe the federal government has a role in controlling guns, because it is a right that is acknowledged to be that by, well, given to us by a creator, by our birthright. And then there's a story here that Congress does not want us to know where we get our meat from. And this is
now, there's a transition, right?
Yeah.
To meat.
They don't want you to have guns, and they don't want you to know where the meat comes from. You know what? I want to have guns so I'll know where the meat comes from. You know?
That's right.
I don't know how that relates. But
that's
Congress
right.
doesn't want, I don't know if Congress doesn't, but basically in the budget deal, they aligned themselves with the treaty that basically Canada, Mexico, and other countries lobbied into through the World Trade Organization that says you can't label the meat from USA. That way you don't know whether it's coming from Mexico or Brazil or Canada. I mean, if you want to know, what about China? Right? You don't get the right to know because treaties were signed.
It was almost blackmail,
yeah.
Basically, because the World Trade Organization allowed Mexico and Canada to impose like $1 billion in tariffs on U.S. goods, yeah, in retaliation if the labels were not removed.
But it's all economic terrorism, Don.
Absolutely.
The reason I say this is because the same way they do the federal highway bills, right? You don't comply in the state level, they withhold funds. This is the kind of thing they're going to try to do with vaccinations. And this is how they do it on a global level through the World Trade Organization. They will fine your country billions of dollars until you come into compliance with treaties by the New World Order. All right, 7 ways to buy organic for cheap.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, we're back, rocking the health world here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Glad to have you on board with us. RobertScottBell.com. Notes will be up soon. Today, thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty possible, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Also, remember the great place to go if you want to learn how to become an official healer of some kind, if you will. I hesitate to use the word official, but ITIOH.com. Our good friend Dr. Daryl Wolf has got a training organization that will get you up to speed there, ITIOH.com. And you can link through in the notes. For now, let's get you some organic food. If you want to talk Star Wars without any spoilers, you can call in. I don't mind. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. One of the things I was always told, you know, when I first switched over to organic, this is in the 90s, you know, oh, man, it's just going to be outrageously unaffordable. Well, yeah, you know, ounce per ounce, typically the food would cost more. But in reality, what's the cost of cancer? You know, place that out and go, no, it's the cheapest food on earth. It's the least expensive food on earth relative to the health that you want to have, if not now, certainly later on in life, if you look at the long view. If you're a short-term kind of person, live quick, die young, Billy Joel style with only the good die young, if you remember that, sure, eat what you want. And then suffer you may.
Suffer you may.
Something like that, since we got the Star Wars thing going. Actually, you know, that's who I missed. I wanted Yoda back. Did Yoda appear? Maybe Yoda appeared. Not sure. I'm not saying, because there are a lot of people that still have not seen it yet. 7 ways buying organic can actually save you money. This is a really cool thing. Don't assume that organic is always more expensive ounce for ounce. Here's a strategy. This first one's kind of a bait and switch, though. It says nut butter. Almond butter is, you buy a glass jar of almond butter, it can be $20 for that almond butter, organic. And I like almond butter, but it's not like I'll buy it every day of the week. They say switch to organic peanut butter, and you can get it for around $6.50, while conventional almond butter climbs to over $10 a jar. So they're kind of apples to oranges on that one. It's peanut butter to almond butter. It's not the same thing, but I kind of get what they're trying to do here, so I'm not going to knock them too badly. Number two on the list is yogurt. Greek yogurt. I don't know what the whole thing about Greek yogurt is. They say it takes like umpteen million gallons more of water to make Greek yogurt, so it's more expensive. So you can get a 32-ounce tub of organic regular yogurt for just $5, while the same size tub of non-organic Greek can run you almost double, up to $9. Interesting. Pasta or pasta. How do you say it? Pasta or pasta? Fresh pasta sold in the fridge. Patrick, is there anything going on the connection sign? I'm hearing a weird sound in my ear. I don't know what's going on out there for connection-wise. But fresh pasta sold in the refrigerator case is a fancy gourmet feel, but is it really worth the price hike? A 9-ounce package of fresh pasta from a nationwide brand cost about $3. But a few aisles over, they say, they found a full pound of organic dried pasta for $4. And ounce for ounce, the organic turns out to be cheaper, only requiring a few minutes more cooking time. How about blueberries, right? I'm not going to mess with chemically treated blueberries. There's just a lot of surface area on those things, including grapes. But surface area blueberries. It depends on the season, they say. If you buy organic frozen blueberries, they're cheaper than conventional fresh ones. 36 cents per ounce versus 41 cents per ounce. So there, you have an option. You have an option. Albeit it's frozen versus fresh, or grow your own if you're in the right climate to do so. Beans, good for, I won't go there. Dried beans, better value than canned. But how good can the savings be? A can of conventional black beans, about 1.5 cups, about $1.30. A pound of organic dried black beans, which yields about 6 cups, cooked, costs $4.39. That means 86 cents per cup for the canned conventional versus 73 cents per cup for the organic dried. So organic beans are cheaper. It can be cheaper. Maple syrup, of all things, they're finding less expensively, even in Whole Foods. Organic being less expensive. Tomato sauce. Everybody loves some good tomato sauce. Now, we can make, have enough tomatoes, if my honey would stop eating them, we could probably make a sauce out of them. But she's getting to them faster than that. But 26-ounce jars of non-organic marinara cost up to $10. Two 14-ounce cans of organic plain tomato sauce will cost about $5.60. And that's about more than for less. And, of course, you can add your own spices to that, make up your own, and then you get to add less sugar than is probably added to the conventional non-organic marinara sauce. There you go. Some strategies on eating organically for the holidays and beyond for less outlay. That's a good thing. We got a good comment of the day coming up from a listener. Also, the spending bill. What else did it do? Some say it's good. Some say it's bad. We talked about the treaty. What is it going to do related to GMO labeling of frankenfish?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Barely made it back from the break. it's more Star Wars discussion. If you remember the original episode 4, which it was, with the scrolling, because they open with the same thing, and that's the excitement of it, honestly. That, you know, when you first saw that, and then suddenly they pan down in space, and you know, it's just cool stuff. But you remember the whole, you know, mysticism and the myth that was involved in it. And listen, that's hard to recapture that, I think. But that was like, for so many, the awakening in a real spiritual sense. I mean, there's a lot of stuff borrowed from Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, the Eastern religions and philosophies all brought in together, and it spoke to people on a deep level. So anyway, it's a lot of fun. But I realize it's just entertainment on one level. But then again, this whole planet, this whole universe is ultimately for our entertainment. It's kind of weird to say that. But we're here to learn some stuff, and we get to play out these plays. People have written about it, whether it's Shakespeare or whoever it was writing about these things. We got comments of the day coming as well. I want to get into the spending bill that was just passed and signed, I believe signed into law by Obama, relating to some FDA labeling guidelines. Some of it good, but then again, when we talk about the treaties and that were involved about wanting to know where your meat comes from, no, you can't know that. But what about taking supplements that are made, well, that they are food? Right, we talk about whole food supplementation. Could it cause changes in you that you might go, oh, I don't know about this. I'm not sure about this. We got someone calling in on that front, really astute, and has a question of the day. And right now she's calling in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Michelle, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, RC.
Hey, welcome, welcome. Glad you're here. Now, it says you are taking, or your husband, or both of you are taking the chromium and selenium, the whole food form, and stuff's going on. Tell me a little bit about the starting point here.
Yep, so we started taking both the chromium and selenium, and then within a few, I would say, weeks, we started developing itchy skin. But my husband's has been very itchy to where he's gotten a full rash with red, you know, bumps on his legs and arms, which makes me start to think that he must have more of a problem with detoxifying because it's coming out in his skin.
Right. Liver colon pathways may be congested more than you. That is an astute observation, quite honestly, because most people will just assume that that these are bad supplements. You know, these are things that I'm not speaking specifically of those things, but anytime someone has an untoward reaction to a natural supplement, if it's truly a natural supplement, not one of those synthetic variety, they're trained, especially by the medical professionals, to think, oh, it must be an allergy, there's something wrong. But I recognize in my own recovery, for my own health, that there were times where I got some brutal symptoms. Now, I was under, thankfully, the guidance and tutelage of a homeopath who worked with me very well. Not everybody has that, but at the same time, that's why I try to encourage people to pay attention to these principles so that, as you've done, Michelle, so you said, all right, let me try to interpret this differently. Could it be, because we know, what does selenium do? What does chromium do? They both impact the function of the liver, the detoxification of the cells, the production of glutathione, for instance. And yet, even if the liver can start detoxifying, if there is congestion associated with the kidneys or the colon, there can be, let's say, a body response that is intelligent that says, hey, our biggest pathway of excretion, of elimination, of outward bound, get it out of here, is indeed the skin. And I've had my share of skin issues in my life based on that, situation. Now, another part of this could be residual mercury. Is there a possibility your husband has had a history of any mercury toxicity, whether it be for dental amalgams or vaccinations, mm-hmm. other things?
He has amalgam.
He did?
Yes, he has them now. And he, up until this year, he had a flu shot the year before. So definitely has some mercury issues.
So are you near enough to Dr. Batar's place to get him on some intravenous chelation, or is that something that you can't consider at this point?
My son is actually a patient of Dr. Batar, so we were on the list next after our son finishes his protocol for us to detoxify.
I'm with you. I understand. Yeah, everything for our kids first. We'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you could take a mercurius or a homeopathic detox support that relates to heavy metals, including mercury, dental amalgams. I believe that King Bio has it. He's up there in North Carolina as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are single remedies that you could do. Far infrared saunas. Do you have one of those, the far infrared heating elements that can cause you to really sweat deeply?
No, I don't have one of those.
Okay. We're working on getting access to one that I think will be terrific, and it'll be about half the price of the one I have now that we're trying out, and I'll let you know. But this is something that is so critically important when we talk about eliminating fat-soluble toxins, and one of the ways to do that is to sweat it out, but it can be annoying for the skin temporarily. So to address homeopathic remedies for the skin, yes, we can do that. But if it is just a matter of the body throwing mercury out, it's not that we want to suppress the skin response, but we'd like to enhance the response of the colon, for instance, and the kidneys, for instance. And this is where we expand, you know, whether it be from a nutrient perspective or a homeopathic perspective or otherwise. Dandelion tea is excellent. I don't know if you guys do dandelion.
No, but I did just purchase a milk thistle, which has dandelion supplement today.
Okay.
For liver support, and I just ordered coffee enema kits.
Beautiful. That will help to direct it directly back out through the colon and should minimize some of the things you're seeing there for your husband and even for yourself. And sometimes you can call it a healing crisis or a little bit of an aggravation, and you can decide, you know what, I'm going to stop everything for a few days, let it shake out, let it settle out, and then I'm going to go back in, but I'm going to go back in a little bit slower. Because sometimes you really facilitate the body's response, and somebody would say, well, that's an overreaction. Not necessarily. It's just a body is ready to go, but certain aspects of that body are not. You know, it's like this part is, but that part isn't, and then the skin goes, okay, out this way, everybody out this way. And so these are the kind of things that you control the pace, the comfort level that you have. Some people are damn the torpedoes. I'm going forward no matter what. And others say, you know what? It's a little inconvenient. I don't like this itchy feeling. I'm going to back off, go a little slower.
Perfect. So for him, probably stop the supplementation for a few days, do the enemas, take the milk thistle supplement, and then start back up.
Correct. And, yeah, you can go a little slower. I'm not saying you have to do it that way, but it is an option. It's a legitimate option. I have no problem with people doing that because we have to, like I said, take the pace that we're comfortable with, and each one of us are different and unique in that way.
Perfect. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, I'm happy to help out, and I'm so happy that you called in. I really appreciate you being an active listener here as well as, you know, a patient for your child with Dr. Bitar.
Yes, thank you.
All right, and we got him coming up next hour, so stay tuned for that.
I will.
All right, take care, Michelle. Thank you for calling in. All right, so let's see, what else we got? I know Super Don's booting up. He sends me there's a tornado warning not far from where he is. Northeast Rapids Parish in central Louisiana. Okay, so keep your head down, Super Don. Listen, if you can't be on, that's okay. We'll manage, but I want to keep you safe. So he's booting up. There may be some electrical activity out there. So, Patrick, just let me know if you hear from our humble and lovable producer there. Let's see here. What's my other story I wanted to cover? We did the organic story. Oh, this is it about the huge spending bill. Forcing the FDA. This is interesting because, as much as I would say, you know, it's a crock these spending bills. It is totally, you know, $1.2 trillion in new spending. Right? We can spend ourselves into prosperity. Has that ever worked for any household that you know of? How is it going to work for the government? Not going to work. But again, we got a bunch of infantile morons on both the Republican and Democratic sides that continue to say, hey, look, we came together, we sing happy songs together, and we enslave your children to a debt that can never be repaid. And oh, by the way, because of this treaty, you're not going to know where your meat is coming from. By the way, if you are a meat eater, why don't you find somebody who raises it locally? Like if you're in North Carolina, Dr. Frank King and his bison and other things. We're going to have to go back local. There's no other way around it. On the spending bill, here's one thing we might say good that happened from it. It evidently forces the FDA to label Frankenfish, GMO salmon. In the $1.1, $1.2 trillion bill, the FDA is instructed to ban the sale of GM salmon until it can complete labeling guidelines and a program to disclose to consumers whether a fish has been genetically altered. The FDA is expected to spend a minimum of $150,000 of its funding to develop these guidelines. So, again, we could say that's a good thing, but at the same time, the fact that we're even being allowed to consume, allowed, right? Who in their right mind says, yes, we need genetically engineered salmon, or else I'm not eating salmon until they make it GMO? Nobody's saying that. As they say, said no one ever, right? And yet, you got the government saying, oh, yes, this is the same. Doesn't look different. Doesn't look different. Has the same body parts, right? But you genetically altered it by binding different. It's just, that's the insanity we're dealing with here. All too much insanity on the governmental level, bowing to corporate influence, etc. So, and this is, you know, Bernie Sanders is your guy then. No, not necessarily. I'm just not a collectivist. Call me what you will, but I am not a collectivist. You can call me a collectivist, but you'd be lying, because I ain't. Let's see. We had a question or comment of the day coming through. Let me see if I can get to this now. This is from Dennis. He says, Dr. Bell, my comment was on your December 17th question of the day, and I asked for your thoughts. Thanks for your input on the topic of maybe the youth of today taking street drugs is down because they are taking prescription drugs instead, you know, often prescribed to their doctor. And the prescription drugs already altering their mind and body. So, yes, we agree on that, Dennis. Yes, we do. He says, I don't know for certain if others in my high school class were on prescription meds, but I was aware of one classmate being on prescription meds because they had an issue with their blood sugar during class, and later we found out they were diabetic, right? But I don't recall hearing other kids in my age group mentioning that they were on drugs all the time. See, the Ritalin generation came up after us, Dennis. It did. Now it's pretty normal. It's like abnormal, if you will, if the kid's not on some medication. You know, or even the fact that my kids have never had an antibiotic is just a shocker. And occasionally I'll have someone in an audience raise their hand and say, mine haven't either, but we're very, very rare. And I want to see more of that happen. Let's see. Things my older brother and I did under the supervision of my parents would shock most people today, Dennis says. We worked on the farm since I was 4 years old. I helped my dad work with mom in the garden. We worked under the supervision of parents, but they were ready. They knew when you were able as a kid to do stuff without supervision. They worked hard, long hours. They learned how to work with guns, firearms. That's right. And he says, it's great to hear that you and your son go shooting together. And we're going to do that for his birthday as well, maybe a couple of times at least. Anyway, listen, Dennis, thank you. Yeah, we're on the same page on that. And, yes, my wife and daughter also go out shooting with us, too. You know, be better to be ready and know how to use them safely. All right, when we come back, wings, fries, and tacos. Who's eating them? Could they have an MD after their name? We'll find out after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Update on the driver in Las Vegas, the Strip, as they call the horror that happened there. Some of our good friends out there commenting on the social networks. Naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, you know, from natureofhealing.org, and she has the book, The Nature of Healing. She writes, where's the call for a federal ban on cars? What about background checks or restricting, she says, 4-cylinder engines, or, you know, why not 8 and 6-cylinder engines, right? How about making it all electric? Nobody in an electric car would do that. I mean, it doesn't take away from the event, the disaster of it. It just points out the absurdity of, let's say, blaming the tool that was used, right, that they're doing in terms of gun control. Gun control, gun control. Where's the car control? People are dying of cars way more than guns, and it is legitimate to bring that up. So, Roseanne, thanks for that. That's a great, great perspective. Then Pablo says, ban people walking on sidewalks so this doesn't happen. Again, you can always go to these absurd statements and places, but again, many people are using that in terms of restricting your access to firearms, which is a right bestowed to us by that which created us all. And that's an important thing never, never to forget. Never forget, my friends. Or always remember, maybe the positive way to say that. Always remember. Now, wings, fries and tacos. Now,
where you didn't invite me? Come on now.
No, but you have to be an MD and you have to be visited by a pharmaceutical rep, probably a cheerleader with big bosoms, and then she'll order in for a doctor's office for lunch, so they get to show all the neat new tricks you can do with their drugs.
That sounds like something like if Homer Simpson were a doctor, he'd be all set.
Yeah, he would have been great if you had just chosen that. And this is from Fierce Pharma. They say the most popular foods being ordered in by pharma reps for doctor's offices are Southern American and Mexican food. And believe it or not, Asian food and pizza is coming up not so high up on that list. Pizza, I'm thinking that they wouldn't. It's like, well, who wants to order pizza? Anybody orders pizza, you're at a baseball game, whatever. And the doctor going, uh-uh, we're not holding out for pizza. But, hey, wings, fries, and tacos, we're in, buddy. Right? The extra healthy stuff.
Wow. Yeah. So the pharmaceutical rep shows up to convince them to prescribe a drug by feeding them food that will probably kill them.
Yeah. Well, listen, the medical associations and the doctors that are aligned with them, when they refer to nutrition or diets, who do they go to? Dietitians. Who are the dietitians sponsored by? Big Food, PepsiCo, Cargill. The never met a GMO food that they didn't recommend is awesome, right? And I'm not saying that the wings are genetically engineered, but how have the chickens been raised if you're going to eat them? Are there antibiotic residues in these chickens? And are they eating GMO grains, for instance? The fries, the potatoes, what's the story on the way they were grown? What kind of oil were they fried in? GMO canola oil? Huh? Really? Hmm? And the tacos.
You got to think of the irony here. I mean, what is one of the most commonly prescribed drugs that's out there? That would be statins.
Yes.
And so if you've got a doctor who is prescribing statins, who's, you know, 2 hours earlier is getting a visit from the pharmaceutical rep with the latest statin drug, right?
Yes.
Ordering in wings, fries, and tacos.
Right. It is. It's a great irony. But again, it tells you a lot about those doctors that are still receiving visits from Big Pharma reps. Now, Irvin Sani, remember Dr. Sani? He connected us through Dr. Batar, yeah, was there too, but through Ty Bollinger, our good buddy. And Dr. Sani is awesome. He's one of the awakened docs. And now the drug reps don't even bother knocking on his door because you're like, you know, I'm not buying anything you're selling anyway, so what's the point? Of course, now they have wing, fry, and taco deficiencies at Dr. Sani's office. But yeah, I'm sure if they're going to eat tacos, the shells are not going to be from GMO corn. And that's the point of Big Pharma reps. They don't give a flip about, you know, GMOs or not. It's about, hey, just give us your attention. We'll buy you whatever you want for lunch. And we'll tell you all the ways you can use this drug off-label, which is your favorite thing, Superdome. So.
Yay.
Anyway, I know another doctor who doesn't get visits by pharma reps, Dr. Rashid Batar. And it's time to go advance medicine. After the break, we got a news break, and I hope you'll join us. Tell your friends, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Go to robertscottbell.com for the show notes. 866-939 if you'd like to be 939 Bell if you'd like to be part of the show. We're going to take a break, but I want to remind you this, as we do each and every hour, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken.
And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.